The congregation seemed magnetized as the evangelist nearly brought to life the biblical event of the death of Lazarus. The vivid descriptions of the finality of his death and the ensuing feeling of loss and desperation that his sisters Mary and Martha must have experienced were being implanted into the hearts of those who listened. Just at the critical moment when everyone seemed forsaken, the evangelist Dr. Harry Rimmer paused dramatically and then shouted, "Then Jesus came and changed everything." The vigor of his delivery created a shockwave which ran through the congregation. One of the listeners who experienced the thrill and the truth of that message was Homer Rodehever. The phrase, "Then Jesus came and changed everything," had been branded in his mind. He carried it with him till he returned to Philadelphia, where he shared his experience and the germ of his idea with Dr. Oswald Smith. Caught with the vision of the message, Dr. Smith secluded himself in his office at the China Inland Mission till his inspiration was totally spent. The product of that inspiration is a poetic drama which Mr. Rodehever adeptly set to music. It took many factors to bring this song into being, but God, working his will through Harry Rimmer, Homer Rodehever, and Oswald Smith, made it happen, and our lives are more richly blessed because of it. One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. Takes the gloom and fills the life with glory, for all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. So men today have found the Savior able. They could not conquer passion, lust, and sin. Their broken hearts had left them sad and lonely. Then Jesus came and dwelt himself within. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory.